This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
There's an old adage that to the victors belong the spoils, but it looks like Communist China is taking home the spoils from America's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. China could prove to be the ultimate winner, even though it shed no blood and didn't give much aid. Communist China is right now the biggest user of Iraq's tremendous oil supply. Donald Trump summed it up best. He said, "We spent $1.5 trillion, we lost thousands of lives, but China is in there taking out all the oil, and we're getting nothing. How can our leadership allow this to happen?" Communist China also signed a strategic partnership with Afghanistan, and top Chinese government figures traveled to that country to announce that China will train 300 Afghan police officers. China is eyeing Afghanistan's estimated $1 trillion worth of unexploited minerals. Chinese companies have acquired rights to extract vast quantities of copper and coal. China made a deal for oil exploration concessions, and China is looking at extensive deposits of lithium, which can be used in batteries and nuclear components. China is the only country that has the ready cash to foot the level of investment needed to extract the materials from Afghanistan. Central Asian experts say that superpowers have historically been involved in Afghanistan because it is an Asian crossroads, and China is no exception. The Obama administration has even allowed China to take over strategic drilling interests in the Gulf of Mexico. This deal puts China in control of valuable drilling interests, and according to a pending Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, it's worth mentioning that this deal will also put cash in the pockets of Obama campaign donors and bundlers.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. Guess what I'm not going to be talking about this hour? In the first hour, we were talking about prepping and what you're doing to get prepared. I want to keep the phone lines open this hour at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 if you would like to join us. Feel free to dial us toll-free at the aforementioned number. We'll take your calls on prepping. I had presented the listeners with a situation as to what you would do if somebody knocks on the door in a crisis situation and they're completely desperate for help. Do you help them? Do you answer the door with a gun in your hand? What do you do? Do you have enough to help them? It's a dilemma that I hope we never have to deal with. I really do. I also have a piece here that I want to share from the Learn Liberty site. Does the NSA violate your constitutional rights? I think that's a bit of a rhetorical question, but they have a good little piece here that I'll share with you. And we'll get to some news, I guess, this hour. But, I'm tired of the news. I don't really want to talk about the news. I pledged not to talk about the shooting, and I have not mentioned it, except in the context of not mentioning it, which I guess is kind of mentioning it. All right. Whatever. But yeah, I'd much rather talk about prepping. I'd much rather talk about things along those lines. So 800-313-9443 is the number to join us, and we will go to the phone lines and talk with Rich. Hey, Rich, how's it going, man?
Hey, Bob, how's it going?
Same stuff, different day. So you're a prepper, huh?
Have been for a few years now, yes. And, I want to touch on a few things. I would say that in this country, there are probably just a few, three major grids that are in this country, and there are a few scenarios that can knock those grids out, one being an EMT, electromagnetic pulse, a nuclear attack, of course. But the most common one, and the one that we see confronting us right now, would be the economic collapse. And some people would say, well, how would that affect the grids? And the major way that that would affect grids is that in an economic collapse, there will be a lot of civil disorder, crimes. It won't be very safe to be walking the streets. A lot of people that work at these grids will not be able to get to work. A lot of people that work at these grids will not be able to get paid to perform the work that they do at these grids. Therefore, the grids will go down in that case. If that happens, obviously, people, we are so accustomed to having, a grocery store or whatever it may be close by. we know through different scenarios, like here in Long Island with Hurricane Sandy, that that doesn't bode well. You know, there's probably enough products in one store to last 3 hours when a situation like that occurs. And usually, when that situation occurs, it's always too late anyway.
And then, of course, we take for granted having refrigeration.
Well, that's true. And, prepping something that is labeled today is, you know, something that's out of the ordinary, but it's something that's been happening for thousands of years. You know, we rely so much on the government. Not we, but most people rely on the government. They rely on, you know, everything around them to get them through their days. But they never really stop to think about what will happen if those things aren't available anymore. And the prepper's mind is that we have to live that every day as if it's happening right now. I will say this, that, you know, I'm going to be moving from Long Island to a more rural area, different state. I've pretty much done an inventory, and I think that I have more prepping material, food and whatnot, that will have to come with me than I do furniture, so I'll have to get an extra truck just for that. I'm kind of happy about that. During Hurricane Sandy, I think I was probably the only person on my street, or probably close to my town, that survived the 9 days without electricity without a problem. I had enough gas, I had enough generators, I had enough candles, had enough everything. I wasn't worried about anything at that point. And I wouldn't have been worried if it lasted a month, 2 months, 3 months, because I have enough stuff here. That's the way it should be for everybody. We can't rely on...
What did your neighbors think of that? Did they, were they shocked?
They didn't know. Well, that's the whole thing. They didn't know and they shouldn't know. Your children shouldn't really know too much either, because children have a knack of speaking to everybody. It's dangerous for people to know in a situation that we've never been confronted with. If a grid does go down, or if there is social chaos, you don't want people to know. The reason being is because of the question that that arose earlier. What would you do if somebody came to your house? The way that I look at it, and the way that I've been taught to look at it through various survival sites like James Rawls' site, Survival Blog, which is probably one of the most visited sites out there.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one. And the thing is this, that, you know, I have children. Every ounce of gas, every ounce of food, every single thing that I would want to and that I would burden my heart to want to give to somebody would be taken away from them. And I have to think about it that way because I won't know how long it's going to last. Also, if you do decide that you're going to open your door, you've now breached to the public that you do have something. You can never give one person enough to let them survive long term. They will be back. They will talk. You've pretty much just put yourself and your family at danger at that point. And that's the way you have to look at it. You cannot, you also have extended family that you would be more likely to take care of in a situation like that, before anybody. But you have to educate them at the same time. You have to educate them, and 90% of them will not listen. They think you're crazy. And when that situation comes, you're going to have to deal with that. You don't know who that person is that's coming to your door. You do not know who's hiding behind a tree, behind a car, behind them at that point when you do open that door. You cannot even fathom, what situation may occur once you do open up that door, once you do give that person food. You've pretty much just told that person and many other people after that you do have survival food or anything else that they could use. So you've put your family at danger at that point. So I would say that as much as it would hurt mentally, it would hurt your heart, you have to survive. It's a survival situation. And, again, you have to look at your family and you have to say to yourself, what do I have for them? Everybody else has that same opportunity to do the same thing, and you can never. And here on Long Island, it's very overpopulated. I mean, I could open up my kitchen window and spit and hit my neighbor's house. That's, that's how closely populated we are here, of course. And in many areas within the country is like that. One person comes, two people come, it will never end. What do? You know, you can't You can't help everybody. There's no way in the world you can. You live a life now by giving to charities, by helping people while you can. You do the things that you can do. But the situation like that where it's a survival situation, you have to be concerned more with the responsibility that I believe as a Christian that God gave me, and that's my family. And at that point, it ends there.
I hear you. It's a tough thing, you know, because our families are most important, of course, but we don't want to see anybody suffer. So
no, you don't want to see anybody suffer. Unfortunately, in a situation like that, there'll be many people suffering. More people that, I mean, we see people suffer every single day.
Yeah, that's true.
I know for a fact that, you know, myself, I give to as many charities or as many people globally as I can in each year that I do. I budget myself to where I know that I can do and give back to what's been given to me because I feel blessed by what's given to me.
Well, Rich, you sound like an awesome dude. Will you stay in touch?
Sure.
All right. Take care, buddy.
The Bob Justin Show.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord, 550 tensile strength, military specifications, made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord, huge selection, all ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We got open phone lines at 800-313-9443. That's the toll-free number to join us if you would like to jump on board. 800-313-9443, and we'll go to Brett in Michigan. Hello, Brett. How are you tonight? I hope you're doing well.
Yep. I am doing well. Thank you, Bob.
Good to have you. What's on your mind?
Well, I've got several things on prepping. I think, for one, the people who own guns and think they're not going to give them up if they don't have food and some kind of whatever economic collapse, grid collapse, whatever, the government comes along and says, we'll give you food if you give up your gun, how many of them are going to give up their gun? That's point number one. So you better have something to eat. You're not going to be able to fight at all if you need to, or at least hold on to your gun. I have heard people say that it would be good, at least for your initial couple of days, to have stuff canned so that you can just open it and eat it. That way you can, maybe a week's worth of that. Then you can have time together, a way to heat up water, a way to cook food if you have dried beans or rice or something like that. And you don't have to worry about doing that on day number one if something happens. Another recommendation would be, if you do not want to live the life of growing your own food, then you better have enough food to get through one full growing season, depending on where you live, so you can get the harvest. So if you had your seeds on hand, you have the ability to plant it, you need to have enough food to get from winter to winter, basically, or summer to summer, whenever it would happen. I don't recommend that, but if you're going to not live it, that's your best second plan, I would guess. Me, personally, I'm living it. I'm trying to get there. I dug a 12,000-square-foot garden this year. I planted about a third of it. I've got the seeds to plant the rest of it next year. I just got a bean source. I got some rabbits. And I got two breeding pairs so that I can always keep them going without having to inbreed them.
Yeah, you don't want to inbreed rabbits, then you'll get some rabbits that look like the royal family.
Al Gore.
Al Gore, yeah, exactly. He's an inbred rabbit. You know? I like rabbit, by the way, for a couple of different reasons. I like the meat. It's tasty. I have a rabbit in my freezer right now, and looking forward to a special occasion to roast it. It's delicious, and forgive me to all the vegetarians out there, but it's very good. And I also like rabbits for the sake of their great compost. Rabbit compost is awesome. And, we've all heard the saying, they breed like rabbits. I guess that's not the exact same, but you can use your imagination. And it's true, rabbits procreate, which is a good thing when you're talking livestock.
Yeah, agree.
It's not a good thing when you're talking human beings, according to the eugenicist population control crazies, that is. But, heck, anything they want, I do the opposite of, and hence why I brought my first child into this world 14 months ago now. So, well, it sounds like you got your head on your shoulders and you're doing the right things, Brett.
Yeah, I hope people get prepared. I really do.
Would you rather hear me talk about preparedness or go over the details of the recent false flag?
I don't know. I'm kind of like you. I'm false flagged out.
Yeah.
If we aren't getting prepared, if we're not trying to take some action, how are we going to start a new government if we needed to, if we can't even feed ourselves?
Exactly. You validated my thinking here. And you and I have not shied away from these false flags. We know what's going on, and we've studied them to as much of an extent that we should to be informed. But to obsess about it and to go over it again and again and to have 15 different headlines on the top of our websites and whatnot, it's redundant and it's not productive.
A little bit on that, though, it's not directly related to the false flags, but things that I've seen. I'm a truck driver, and for about the last 6 to 12 months, when I was going through Chicago, they had billboards posted. The government was advertising for people to get prepared, and you could go to soandso.gov to see if your preparedness plan met a met certain standards. Why is
they have ads on our radio stations as well, bro?
Do they?
Yeah, I've heard several ads. It's usually FEMA or the Department of Homeland Security.
Right. It's
interesting that they're the ones telling us to get prepared.
Yeah, I think they're kind of like putting stuff in the public notice in the newspaper. They're telling us, but they don't want everybody all alarmed and running around like chickens with their heads cut off.
Exactly. Yeah, I think you're right. That's a good assessment. All right, well, keep on trucking, Brett. I appreciate you, man.
All right. Thank you.
You take care. Let's go to Fred now in Michigan. Hello, Fred.
Hi there.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing really good, actually. I got into this. First of all, thanks for taking my call, and thank you for what you do. I started prepping about a year now, and I'm sort of the outcast with my relatives and even my wife. You know, they're still watching Dancing with the Network News, and then they watch Dancing with the Stars, you know, and they're just clueless. And I've been able to make some inroads. My problem or solution here is I'm sure a lot of people have relatives that live within 10 miles, so you got to think about helping them out as well, not just you and your wife. So I'm in my 60s, so everybody's moved out except my wife and dogs. I started buying 8 months ago, just a little bit more at Costco on basic necessities. And also I'm experimenting with growing, I do juicing, and, it's very important as a supplement for a good diet to stay healthy. So, we have a 2,500 square foot, intensive garden, but I also grow sprouts, wheatgrass, and sunflower sprouts, and they're
good
really
stuff.
Good. Yeah, very
really good.
Good
stuff. Wheatgrass, I can't say enough about as far as its properties for your health. And part of prepping is having things that are going to preserve your health, because we're not going to have the same access to the medical care that we might typically have access to. Not that that medical care is anything to speak about anyway. So I'm glad that you're doing that. And I'm glad you brought up sprouting, because there's a lot of people out there, Fred, that say, well, I don't have the room for a garden, and they can all sprout.
Yeah, it's so beautiful because you can live in an apartment and do it. I bought, like right now, I've got like 100 pounds of wheat berries, and I also have about the same amount of sunflower seeds. Also, I'm also doing a solar system in which I don't want to go completely solar, but I've got a number of panels. I want to have it so we can just operate lights and small stuff. We do have a 7,500-watt generator, and I just purchased a cruising kit.
Yeah, you hear the bumper music, I assume, Fred.
Yeah.
All right, well, hold on. We'll be back in a second. I'll let you finish your details on your prepping. I appreciate your call, and we'll continue to keep the phone calls open, especially with calls like this. Don't go anywhere. Mike in Kentucky, you're up next as well.
The Bob Justin Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Is the toll-free number to join us. We're taking calls tonight on prepping and anything else on your mind. I got something I want to get to about the NSA. Does the NSA violate your constitutional rights? Well, I think that's pretty darn obvious these days and has been for those paying attention for some time now. We're taking your calls, as I mentioned, about prepping, and we've gotten some great calls. And we were talking with Fred in California. Fred, go ahead and detail where you stand and where we're going with all this.
Thank you for keeping me on. The nice thing about juicing and sprouts is when you get through with the wheatgrass, you can use it to feed your chickens. They love it. It's a great chicken meal. They actually develop machines that can do this for you, but you don't need the machine. Also, rabbits are great. We live up here in the mountains in the coastal area in Central California, so we have plenty of deer and chickens. We also have a motorized boat that we can take off the coast for fishing. Also, too, I'm also forming, we live in a community up here in the mountains, and I'm starting to form a community of people that have certain skills that we can use to trade and cooperate. So I'm in the middle of doing that. Also, what's very important is just stock up on good seeds, and that's very important. The other thing I wanted to touch on here before I get out is, be quiet about what you do. I can't stress that more than anything else. We do have firearms for hunting. I've been stocking up on ammo for that. We have plenty of deer up here. We also have a well up here. We've got a 5,000-gallon tank. So what I've done is I bought an extra well pump. We have a two-system well pump. So I bought an extra well pump for down in the main well, and I've got an extra above-ground well pump, so in case any of those go out. But other than that, as far as freeze-dried food, you know, that got me into looking more into sprouts and that type of a thing as far as being efficient.
Yeah, because it's a living food.
Right. And but I can't say enough about juicing just in it by itself. And I practiced this diet that I would be on if the situation were to occur, and it's working out really good. So, but like I say, you know, for all of you out there, don't forget about your family if they're living nearby, you know, because you're going to have to help them out too. But
well, you know, if you weren't on the West Coast, Fred, I would seriously consider joining your community.
It's a community up here, and I started, getting these people together, and it's starting to work out really good because we have, you know, when people live out in the country, they're very independent-minded, and they think more of solutions than just mess around with describing the problems of things. And we have a lot of very intelligent people up here with a lot of skills, so it's very important to get together and work as a group. And that's where I'm at right now. And I spend pretty much all my free time, if I can, working on stuff. I'm starting to feel more confident. And, you know, we'll just take things as they go.
That's all you can do.
Yeah, and I just want to thank you again for taking my call, and if I could add
Well, Fred, I want to thank you for calling, man. You sound like an awesome dude. I hope one of these days we can get together and have a shot of wheatgrass.
Well, that'd be really great. I'll tell you what. That stuff is incredible. It really is. And the way I got onto it, Bob, was I was in bed in pain for 12 years, and I started reading history when the towers dropped. And little did I know where it would take me, but it was not wasted time that I thought it was. And I got onto prepping as a result of reading. You know, I was down to 130 pounds and 27 medications and 5 back fusions. And it's amazing. You always find good in the bad. And if it hadn't been for that, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. I just wish that the rest of my relatives and family, you know, they're just clueless. They're absolutely just clueless of what's going on. So, but anyway, thanks again, Bob.
Well, I'm glad you've come a long way since then. And I think for many, 9/11 was a wake-up call that has led us to prepping and to all these other things. And I'm glad you're doing better now. And it's sad to see our families ignorant and headed for disaster.
27 years of pain and the last 12 in bed with, you know, all these medications and all these doctors, not a one of them addressed nutrition. And it was my son that came up to me when I was going downhill again and said, "Hey, have you tried juicing vegetables?" And guess what? You know, I'm 80% out of pain, and I'm able to do things. And I just can't stress juicing. It's working for me, but it's darn well worth a try. And I've bought juices for friends of mine, you know, that don't want to do it. And they haven't regretted it one bit. I feel 20 to 30 years younger. I think clearer. And I just really enjoy life a lot better. And just eat closer to the earth is what it amounts to. So,
Fred, are you juicing cannabis?
Yeah. Matter of fact, and it's supposed to be pretty good too. And I've been doing a lot of experimenting, but as far as getting rid of the pain, you know, bell peppers are good. So along with cilantro, and you know, I have a beet, carrots, kale, chard, and I'll make it a batch for 3 days. But every day I'll do a half a vegetable flat of wheatgrass, and you shouldn't take more than 2 ounces per day. And boy, I'll tell you, I go from 6 a.m. I'm here talking to you tonight, and I don't feel fatigued. I feel just great. And I don't eat red meat. You know, I eat organically grown chicken. We're in the midst of setting up chickens and rabbits right now. So we've got a complete cycle, you know, where we also do vermicomposting, where our worms are producing compost tea for us on a daily basis. And everything gets cycled all the way through. So it's a... I just wish everybody out there that's doing it to stay with it. And but juicing, I can't say enough. It got me out of bed after, 1987. So,
wow. Well, Fred, I'm so glad, man. Thank you for sharing your story with us. And stay in touch with me, all right?
Okay. Thanks a lot, Bob. And thank you.
Take care. Let's talk with, who do we got next, Mr. Producer? Mike in Kentucky. Hey, Mike.
Hey, yeah.
You've been drinking your comms yet?
What now?
You drink your magnesium yet?
No, but I did just buy another can of it.
It's expensive.
It's getting kind of low over there. I was going to speak to both of your issues there, but that's what I was going to get at, is that you might be better off to have several families that you're in contact with, because, gee, if your neighbors aren't prepared, you got to be prepared to deal
exactly.
with that.
Yeah.
And really, not to be a downer, but if we have a really long extended period of time with the grid down, I don't think, you know, that, what is that TV show, silly thing,
Revolution.
Revolution, yeah, where the power grid is down for 6 or 8 years. I'm sorry, but I don't think the world would survive that. Mainly because there's, dozens of reactors of the same design at Fukushima. And the Department of Energy has granted them extended permits and extended those extended permits. And they've got pools of hot fuel rods that are in water that has to be circulated to keep them cool. And that water, of course, is contaminated. So a lot of fuel rods are in what's called dry cask storage after they're able to be moved out of those pools. And but if the diesel fuel generators, you know, the grid goes down and the diesel fuel generators are not supplied with diesel fuel because of infrastructure problems, then eventually the water boils out of those fuel pools and they start catching on fire, and you have hydrogen explosions just like you have had at Fukushima.
All right, well, we can just start prepping on the moon.
Well, I'm actually long range. I mean, it sounds pretty fanciful, but I think terraforming Venus might be a long range solution.
You're a fan of Venus and not Mars?
No, the Earth's atmosphere.
But men are from Mars and women are from Venus. I guess you should be a fan of women.
It seems kind of fanciful, but you know, the Earth they think was a lot like Venus until a Mars-sized object crashed into it, and then the resulting thing was the Moon was formed.
Hey, you know what they say? In dire situations, you have to think about crazy things like that. And the nuclear situation is quite dire. Thanks for the call.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
It's a tight show. If you appreciate the information that we provide and the service that we provide, please help me out. I haven't gotten any donations. Not that I'm complaining. I would do this regardless. So that's the bottom line. But things have been tight financially, and I could use the help. If you're able, go to the website Bob Tuscan. That's Bob, B-O-B-T-U-S-K-I-N. That's how you spell Tuscan, T-U-S-K-I-N, BobTuscan.com. On the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a Donate to the Tuscan Family tab, and I'd really appreciate the help. Does the NSA violate your constitutional rights? It's pretty obvious these days. Listen to this cool piece from Learn Liberty.
Many people don't know what their constitutional freedoms are, or why they have them in the first place. They've gotten so used to the freedoms they've enjoyed as Americans that they haven't noticed just how rare and fragile they really are. Before America's founding, the British King George III would issue what were called general warrants, which empowered local authorities to look for wrongdoing anywhere and to use their discretion to find any kind of treasonous behavior, including among the people that would come to be our founders. But this became such an abuse of dictatorial authority that after the Revolutionary War, a prohibition on general warrants was written right into the United States Constitution. It's there in the Fourth Amendment, prohibiting general warrants and requiring warrants to have probable cause and limiting them to specific places, times, people. Why is protection important? Because with unlimited authority, officials inevitably find wrongdoing. Remember, witch hunts always find witches. Inquisitions always find blasphemers. And majorities will often repress minorities if they can. Constitutional protections like the Fourth Amendment serve the minorities in particular. People who think differently or want to read or listen to different music or associate in ways that
Bob
the majority
fans.
Doesn't. The freedom we Americans enjoy to find our own paths to happiness are enabled by these protections. In America, we want no kings. We want no masters. We just want free and equal citizens who are allowed to pursue their own paths to happiness.
Well said. LearnLiberty.org is the website that put that together. And if that's not enough, you can always get one of these new iPhone 5 NSA models. That's the iPhone 5 NSA. Here's a great commercial for the new iPhones. You gotta get them. Folks.
iPhone 5 NSA is the best surveillance device to date. It is a meticulously designed tracker, recorder, and data collector. Every single government agency, authority, and police officer has been considered to make sure iPhone 5 NSA can keep you safe and protect your freedom. This care, this consideration, it extends to how we collect information pertaining to you and everyone you know. And it's what led us to create Touch ID, the largest name-to-fingerprint database in the world.
Touch ID defines the next step of how we use your iPhone. With just a touch of your home button, Touch ID reads your fingerprint so you can collect the latest apps or purchase shiny new Apple products, while we track your location through GPS and transmit data back to corporations and government.
Our employees are literally working around the clock, in some cases 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, to assemble each iPhone 5 NSA individually. And now we require all of them to sign an anti-suicide pledge to ensure our production meets your, the consumer's, demand. And just in case that doesn't work, we've installed suicide nets all along the perimeter of our 24-to-a-room dormitories to gently catch even the most demoralized and broken-down souls and safely return them to the workplace so there's enough iPhones for you and your entire family.
iPhone 5 NSA uses speech recognition technology, so you don't have to bother yourself with remembering things or consulting your brain for any information ever again. Just ask it for the time, the day of the week, what your name is, sports scores, anything, really. You can ask it anything. It puts your brain in your hand and into our database.
We've also developed what we like to call blackout technology, which allows authorities to block video and photos whenever they feel your security is in danger. For instance, if a political rally is ambushed by a conspiracy theorist demanding answers, the police can black out every phone in the crowd so his questions are never heard or seen by anyone.
Reporters, do your job, please ask some questions.
And once he's silenced and his coordinates are locked in, iPhone 5 NSA takes care of the rest.
Just a question, man. How are we supposed to know the truth when we can't even ask a question? It was just a question. That's all it was.
iPhone 5 NSA, aiming to put your freedom in the crosshairs.
Yeah, that was a great one. That's the Joy Cam. Check them out on YouTube. The Joy Cam is a great contributor to the Bob Tuscan Show. Always appreciate their humor and spot-on analysis of what's really going on. That was a lot of fun.
Let's talk with David to finish things off tonight. David, you're the last caller. How's it going?
Good evening. Yeah, I was supposed to call last night, but I wasn't here. Any case, that was quite a little piece just played. I've been in town hall meetings, and how do you ask questions? Very simply, especially when they get about six or seven big goons with guns and clubs. And if you're going to try to ask any questions that are pertinent, one of them will come and stand and hover over you. Go ahead, ask the question. And they'll whop you or drag you out of the room. I've been there. It's not a good place to be where they, you know, what good's a town hall meeting when they absolutely control what's being asked or what's being said? I remember I went to one at Syracuse University, a big meeting. And they asked for questions and brought down. I sent down three pertinent questions. Every time they looked at the questions, they made you submit them in writing. And every time I looked at my questions, the guy would shuffle them over to the corner and not even brought one of my questions to the table. They censored everything. Not good. Not good. David Dreamer didn't answer a question for you on the IRS. I don't know if you got time. Maybe I can. I have not filed or paid income tax since 1975. My last employment with the United States government was March of 1989. As an employee of the government, you're required to pay income tax. Well, they deduct it from your income, but I didn't object to it. The key to beating these guys is you don't sign anything, not even stupid letters that you send back to them. They thrive on your signature. David talked about contracts. Howard teaches a very lot about contract, and he's very good at it. Contracts. Don't sign anything. 1975, I sent in an income tax 1020, but I didn't sign it. And it wasn't until 1982 that they came after me for back taxes on 1975. Want to count it? It's 7 years. If they don't have your signature in 7 years, they lose it. It was March. And they jerked me around and said, well, we'll try for the next one. I says, never filed. You got nothing to go on. We'll come after you. I says, you got 30 days. You better hurry in order to bring an action. After 7 years without a signature, the IRS has to remove you from the books. David told you they don't bother you. But they didn't bother him because they don't have a signature. 3 years, they can't touch you. After 3 years, no signature. 7 years, they have to remove you from the books. And people don't realize those things. It's just something that people can't understand. That it's the W-4 form that enslaves you to their system. A W-4 makes you a contractor for the Internal Revenue, and then you're required to pay the tax over.
That's right. David, thank you for your call tonight. We'll have to end with that thought. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll be back at it tomorrow night, of course. And I'll see you then. Folks, if you want to email me, you can do so. It's thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. And thank you in advance to anybody who's able to donate at bobtuskin@tuskin.com. That's bobtuskin.com. Love you guys. See you tomorrow night.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuskin Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.